In the Bhagavad Gita, there is one specific word repeatedly used in many places, dvandva moha. He says, iccha dvesha samutthena dvandva mohena bharata. Krishna tells Arjuna, desire and hate, these two things, he says, iccha and dvesha. Afflicted by the disease of desire and hate, a living being is absorbed in duality, he says. What is the meaning of this? Desire to imitate Krishna and hate to glorify his supremacy or accept him as our master and feeling envy for him. Now somebody may say, no. How do you say I am envious of Krishna? I am not envious. And also I don't have a desire to imitate Krishna. So everybody has to see in one's own life. Desire to be Krishna means actually desire to dominate other living entities, lord over other living entities, fighting for being at the center, and trying to prove one's opinions. All these things are examples of the desire for domination. Similarly, the hate or envy for Krishna means one is not eager to receive knowledge about Krishna's glories. One is not eager for performing religious activities or pious activities in relation to Krishna. One is having some resistance or lethargy, or one is preoccupied with other activities, other so-called important activities, other than performing very pious and religious and purifying activities for Krishna. And that is a sign of envy for Krishna, actually. The main activity for the living entity is Krishna's activity. But oftentimes people become preoccupied with other activities. That is the proof that they are envious of Krishna, actually. So in this way, the desire and hate manifests in our life. Iccha dvesha samutthena dvandva mohena bharata. Similarly, another place Krishna says, yesham tu antagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante imam dridavrataha. Dhari says, yesham tu antagatam papam. One should put a full stop to all one's sinful activities. Jananam punya karmanam. One should be very enthusiastic to gain full knowledge about Krishna from the scriptures and surrender to Krishna and become more and more devoted to Krishna by doing the punya shravana kirtanaha. That means performing bhakti sukriti activities, beginning with hearing and then chanting and then remembering and then glorifying. In this way, the Navavidha Bhakti, all are Punya Shravana Kirtana. So, by doing these two things, te dvandva moha nirmukta, he says, one will go beyond dvandva, he says. Same words he uses, dvandva moha. So, the meaning of the word dvandva moha, Prabhupada explains in the Iccha Dvesha purport, if you read, towards the end, Prabhupada says that somebody thinks, I am man and she is woman. I am superior, is inferior. In the material world, this kind of arshita, ushna, sukha, dukha, mana, apamana, all these things are called the duality, he says, dvandva. And what is the dvandva? Moha. Moha means, he says, that a man identifies more with his business, more with his place of birth, more with his relatives, family, friends, circle, and more with socializing with other people around. Without identifying himself as the sole servant of Krishna. So this is called dvandva moha, he says. So in this way, the dvandva moha is a very important point which keeps us submerged in material consciousness and impelling us to perform fruitive activities, ultimately leading to misery. If one wants to rise above the miserable fruitive activities and focus on Krishna consciousness, one has to become dvandva moha nirmukta. And in order for us to be able to do that, the desire and hate has to be paid attention. We should not hate to perform religious, pious, devotional activities in relation to Krishna, including the hearing about Krishna to gain full knowledge of Krishna. Similarly, we should not desire to dominate, desire to lord over, desire to enjoy or exploit the material energy or the other living entities of Krishna. So here is a clue in the Bhagavad Gita given how we can rise above the dualities of this world and gain a peaceful focus on the Supreme, by which one will attain the Supreme. What happens when we chant the holy name? We are not allowed to dominate other living entities. There is no time given for that. One has to pay attention to the Supreme. Therefore, we feel a lot of pain in chanting, a lot of difficulty, because inside there is a lot of desire to do things other than Krishna and also to dominate the material energy. So let us struggle in chanting. Let us not give up the struggle. Let us continue the struggle. Gradually, the struggle is a proof that we are getting purified, whether we like or not. By some good, unimaginable good fortune, we got connected to the Guru Parampara, Guru, and the Mahamantra is bestowed upon us. So let the Mahamantra purify our heart, no matter how difficult it is. Let us not give up this process, and allow the Mahamantra to purify us and not run away from it, but run to it, run to the lotus feet of Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki.